Thank you.
We're now back in our, into our commission meeting to consider the last couple of items on our agenda here. Is there one item or two left to talk about?
Two, just the one item.
Don't we still need to do the adjustment for parcels?
Yeah.
In this meeting?
Okay. Okay, so we would then consider the agenda item, the consider adjustments for parcels impacted by the Monroe Canyon fire.
With the, what we heard from our...
I didn't know if we'd done that in the Board of Equalization. She recommended a 25%.
Yeah, we did it, voted on it.
So
is that part of the Board of Equalization or part of the county agenda?
It was discussed in Board of Equalization.
To me, I would guess that I would say it's part of the Board of Equalization because you're affecting the market value. Value, and that's what Board of Equalization does.
Okay. She went over it.
But it's on the agenda for the county.
I understand that.
Okay. We're good.
Okay.
Only one item.
To me, it's already been handled. If you want something different.
No, I think with that recommendation, I think we are in agreement here that maybe has been handled. If for some reason we need to handle that different, we will later. But we've moved to the last agenda item, and that is to set a date and time for a public hearing to consider amendments to the Sphere County Code, Chapter 154, and it's changing a zoning to allow for the Brooklyn Zone, BZ. We're just setting a public hearing, and so that public hearing will take place on Monday, November the 10th, 2025 at 1:45 p.m. here in the commission chambers. And that we need to set that by motion.
And then I can address what it is.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to set the public hearing to consider amendments for the Sevier County Chapter 154 zoning, allow the Brooklyn Zone, on November 10th, 2025 at 1:45 p.m.
Perfect. Second, it's been seconded. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. So we will adjourn, or do you want to talk about this just a minute?
Let me just mention it to you before okay. This. When this subdivision was created, the Elsinore Addition, as it's known now.
No, it's not known that now.
Not now. Back in 1965, the intent of the development was to let people come in during the summer months, park a horse trailer on it, and we adjourned.
We didn't.
Okay.
We didn't.
And then...
A camp trailer.
Yeah, a camp trailer, something like that.
Not a horse trailer.
Or something along those lines. And over the years, it's evolved where we have allowed houses on it when it is not zoned to do so. But we've just, again, allowed it to take place. So what this action will do is, for the first time, put a land use ordinance on that subdivision, governing, regulating, using the county's land use authority to say this is what's going to happen.
So it hasn't had one the whole time until right now?
That's correct.
As far as...
Yeah. Record show. Really?
Yeah, it's just been kind of flowing out there over the years.
It's been an RV park since 1960 what?
Yeah, it's supposed to have been an RV park, but since then it's been allowed. And there's been houses built, there's been single lines brought in, it's just been a... It is what it is at that point.
So this will put that land use on it. We're doing this because of the water system project that's starting in the next week or so, the construction phase of it.
Are there going to be any grandfathering issues with current homes or anything that where we require them to upgrade or do anything?
Those will be what's called legal non-conforming uses. It actually kind of almost bring them into conformance.
It'll bring them into conformance.
No one's going to have to go tear anything down. What's in place now can remain, but what's in place now will actually fit this new language. And so that's what's happening here.
Allows us a little bit to combine lots, because the lots are not even big enough for
50-foot frontages, and they'll make them 100-foot frontages.
Make them 100-foot frontages, and make them actually big enough that the septic system will fit. It'll actually... I think we put in there some stuff to type that help us with some compliance issues, you know, trash. and a lot of them do not have a trash refuge, you know, they just, I guess open fence is more or less their trash can, but this will now, when somebody combines lots, they will be required to have a trash can.
All lots will. Yeah. As far as water, if you have a water meter, yep, you'll automatically get billed for a trash.
Yep, and it's right in the ordinance. And,
yep.
Yeah, so this will kind of, the Planning Commission was really excited about it. Mm-hmm. So they held their public hearing and they had, I think they had two people just show up from up, which was surprising. You know, they was concerned about not being able to do what they've been able to do. The Planning Commission handled it really well and explained to them the reason why, and you know, so this will actually be a good thing for us. So,
we've now set the date for a public hearing for the, us as county on the county level to have that same opportunity for the public. Then, so okay, with that, we'll adjourn then.